on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today we're jumping into something pretty interesting, a peptide called Selang. It's come out of Russian research originally, but it's definitely picking up steam elsewhere. People are looking at it for anxiety, maybe even cognitive enhancement.
Yeah, it's got this buzz around potentially modulating anxiety, helping with stress, maybe even sharpening the mind a bit.
Exactly. So our mission today is to really dig into it, look at the science, what the research actually says, any downsides, and maybe touch on what some key figures think.
All right, let's do it. So Selang, what is it? It's a synthetic heptapeptide.
Okay, break that down. Heptapeptide.
Yeah, it just means it's a small protein chain made of exactly 7 amino acids. The specific sequence is 3-I lysis pro-arg pro-gly-pro.
Got it. 7 specific amino acids linked together.
Right. And interestingly, it's actually derived from a natural peptide in our bodies called tufsin. Tufsin is involved in the immune system.
Okay, so it's related to something we already have.
Exactly. But Selang has been modified. They tweaked it to make it more stable and better at getting into and influencing the central nervous system. So think of it as like a targeted version of tufsin aimed at the brain.
Okay, so this engineered chain of 7 amino acids, how does it actually work? What's the mechanism people are looking at?
Well, the primary mechanism that researchers focus on involves an enzyme called enkephalinase.
Enkephalinase, right.
Yeah. So this enzyme's job is normally to break down our body's own opioid peptides, like enkephalins. These are natural molecules that help regulate mood, stress, pain.
Kind of like natural mood boosters.
Sort of, yeah. Natural regulators. So what Selang seems to do is inhibit or like slow down this enkephalinase enzyme.
Okay.
So if the enzyme that normally cleans up these enkephalins is less active, the enkephalins stick around longer.
Ah, so you get more of their natural mood regulating effect because they're not being broken down as quickly?
Exactly. It's thought to boost the levels and duration of action of these endogenous opioids in the brain. It's a pretty interesting sort of indirect way to influence mood systems.
That does sound interesting. Not hitting it with a hammer, more like fine-tuning.
Yeah.
So what about the actual studies? Let's start with the preclinical stuff, the animal research. What did that show?
Yeah, the animal studies are pretty consistent, actually. Across different models they use to induce stress or anxiety in rodents, Selang generally shows anxiolytic effects. It reduces anxiety-like behaviors.
How does it compare to, say, standard anxiety meds in those studies?
Well, what's really caught attention is that its effectiveness in reducing anxiety markers was often comparable to benzodiazepines, you know, drugs like Valium or Xanax.
Okay, that's significant.
But here's the key difference they observed. Selang didn't seem to cause the same level of sedation or muscle relaxation.
Ah, so the animals were less anxious, but still, like, functional, not just zoned out.
Pretty much. You'd see reduced anxiety markers, but without the rodents becoming sluggish or having impaired motor coordination. That lack of heavy sedation is a big point of interest.
Yeah, absolutely. Managing anxiety without feeling completely wiped out is, well, that's the goal for a lot of people.
Yeah.
What about the cognitive side? Did the animal studies hint at brain-boosting effects, too?
They did. There's evidence from preclinical work suggesting potential nootropic effects.
Nootropic meaning better thinking.
Yeah, improvements in things like learning, memory consolidation, attention. Animals treated with Selang performed better on certain cognitive tasks in some studies.
Any idea how it might be doing that? Is it related to the anxiety reduction or something else?
It's likely complex and maybe involves a few things. Researchers think it might be linked to Selang's influence on neurotransmitter systems beyond the opioids, maybe dopamine and serotonin pathways, which are crucial for focus, learning, and mood.
Okay.
There's even some really early but intriguing evidence suggesting Selang might promote neurogenesis.
Neurogenesis. Like growing new brain cells.
Exactly. The potential growth of new neurons. Now, that's still very much under investigation, but if confirmed, it could have huge implications, especially for brain health as we age or recover from stress.
Wow. Okay. That's definitely something to keep an eye on. And you mentioned it's linked to Tufson and the immune system earlier. Did anything else pop up in animal studies?
Yeah, some preclinical work has hinted at potential immunomodulatory effects, so influencing the immune system, and maybe even some anti-inflammatory activity. But honestly, these aspects need a lot more research. The main focus has really been on the anxiety and cognitive angles.
Understood. So the animal data looks promising, particularly the anxiety relief without heavy sedation, plus potential cognitive benefits. Mm-hmm. How does this translate to humans? What do the clinical trials show?
Right, the human trials.
Yeah.
Now, it's important to note, most of these have been conducted in Russia. They've primarily focused on anxiety disorders, particularly generalized anxiety disorder, or GAD.
And the results?
Generally positive from what's published. Studies reported significant reductions in anxiety symptoms, usually measured using standard psychological rating scales.
Yep.
And participants often reported other benefits alongside the anxiety reduction. Things like improved overall mood, feeling less fatigued, just a better sense of general well-being.
And did that lack of sedation carry over from the animal studies? That seems like a critical point.
It seems so, yes. That's one of the commonly highlighted findings, significant anxiety relief, but without the heavy sedative side effects often associated with traditional anxiolytics like the benzodiazepines. That's a major potential advantage.
Definitely. What about the cognitive side in humans? Did they see improvements in focus or memory?
There have been some preliminary human studies looking into that. A few suggest potential improvements in attention, concentration, and maybe working memory. This has been looked at in both healthy individuals and some populations with mild cognitive impairment.
But it sounds like maybe the evidence there isn't as strong as for anxiety.
It's probably fair to say it's less established than the anxiolytic effects, yeah. We really need more large-scale, robust, placebo-controlled trials, ideally in diverse populations and settings outside of Russia, to definitively confirm if Celanc reliably enhances cognitive function in humans and for whom.
Right. The gold standard research is still needed for the nootropic claims.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk safety. What does the research say about side effects or potential risks?
Based on the available data, Celanc generally appears to have a pretty favorable safety profile.
Meaning
reported side effects are typically mild and transient. They don't last long.
Like what specifically?
The most common thing mentioned, especially because it's often given as a nasal spray, is some mild irritation or discomfort in the nose.
Okay, makes sense. Anything else?
Some people report occasional, usually mild headaches. Mild drowsiness is possible, especially maybe at higher doses, but again, it seems much less common or intense compared to traditional anxiety meds.
And serious problems.
Serious adverse events seem to be rare in the published literature, but, you know, as with anything.
More data is always better, especially long-term.
Exactly. We need more long-term safety data and studies in larger, more diverse groups to get the full picture, but based on what's out there now, it looks relatively well-tolerated.
Okay, that's reassuring. Now, it's always interesting to think about how things like this get discussed or might be viewed by influential people in the health and sort of optimization space, like Andrew Huberman, for instance.
Right. Huberman, while I don't think he's done a specific deep dive on Celanc itself, his whole framework around neuroscience, managing anxiety, focus, the GABA system, neuropeptides, it's all relevant.
So how might he approach it?
Knowing his emphasis on mechanisms and rigorous data, he'd likely acknowledge the interesting clinical findings on anxiety from the Russian studies. But he would almost certainly stress the need for more robust Western-based research to really nail down the mechanisms, confirm the effects, and especially establish long-term safety.
He'd want to see the receipts, basically.
Yeah.
From well-designed trials.
Precisely. And he'd probably also bring up things like bioavailability, how much actually gets to the brain, and the importance of the administration route, like the nasal spray versus other methods.
Okay. What about someone like Joe Rogan? His podcast covers such a huge range of health and performance topics.
Yeah, Rogan's platform is very broad. Celanc could definitely fit into conversations about anxiety management, mental performance, or just exploring novel compounds and alternative therapies.
How might that conversation sound, do you think?
His style often blends expert interviews with anecdotal accounts, right?
Yeah.
So you might hear an expert explaining the science, maybe like we're doing now, but also potentially people sharing their personal experiences. You know, I tried Celanc and felt calmer, or it helped my focus. It would likely mix the scientific perspective with those subjective reports.
Right, the experiential angle alongside the data. And then there's someone like Dr. Craig Conover, who's known specifically for working with peptides.
Yes, Dr. Conover. Given his focus on peptide therapies for optimization, it's highly probable he's discussed Selenk. He's very much into personalized medicine and using peptides strategically.
So he'd likely see it as a tool in the toolkit.
I'd imagine so. He might position Selenk as perhaps a gentler option for anxiety compared to pharmaceuticals, especially highlighting the potential added benefit of cognitive support.
And he'd probably talk about practicalities, too.
Oh, absolutely. He'd likely discuss things like optimal dosing, the use of nasal sprays for delivery, and how to integrate Selenk into a wider protocol for stress reduction, maybe sleep improvement, and overall cognitive optimization. It fits well within that peptide therapy framework.
It's fascinating how these different perspectives, the rigorous scientist, the broad explorer, the clinical practitioner, might frame the same compound. So wrapping this up, what's the big picture on Selenk?
Well, I think the takeaway is that Selenk has a genuinely compelling profile, particularly for anxiety and potentially for cognition. We have consistent preclinical findings.
The animal studies showing anxiety relief without sedation and hints of cognitive boost.
Right. And then we have the early human data, mostly from Russia, showing significant anxiety reduction in clinical settings, often with reports of improved mood and well-being.
And crucially, with a relatively mild side effect profile reported so far.
Exactly. But, and it's an important but, we definitely need more extensive research.
Mm.
Larger trials, diverse populations, Western research settings, especially to confirm the cognitive effects and long-term safety.
Absolutely. The potential is there, but the rigorous proof needs to catch up, especially outside its origin country.
Mm-hmm. But it's definitely an interesting player in this whole field of neuromodulating peptides. And seeing figures like Huberman, Rogan, Conover, or people in their orbits taking an interest just highlights that this is an area people are actively exploring.
It really is. It feels like we're scratching the surface of how these peptides work and what they might do. It certainly makes you think, doesn't it? How might understanding these kinds of neuropeptide modulators change how we approach mental wellness, and even cognitive performance down the road?
That's the big question, isn't it? Definitely food for thought.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for taking this deep dive with us today. Lots to think about with Selenk.